of the brains. That yesh munochim apia kdeira, that's like staying there in the bottom of the skull. So min hapulim ulefnin kulefnim. Anything that's above these beings, that's fitted like the brains itself. There the neck of his b'mashu. But min hapulim ulechus, anything below these two, like some is a piece of meat there, but looks like beans, that's kulechus, it's called like outside. That there has lechel like the shedrim, that the Treifa says by Psukif, right of it was cut. But a Pulimatsmoy, the place of the two beans itself, any day I'm not sure what halach was that, like the Moyach, like the Shedra. And when it says in the Stab of the Svara goes, Kilifnim, that's also considered like the Moyach itself, that the Treifa will be, was a Mashu. Now Rabbi Yirmiyah Bodak the Ufa, Rabbi Yirmiyah tried to check this out by an oif, by a bird, he opened up the brains. The Ashka Kiminchne Pulim, and he found like a piece that looked like two beans there. Munochim Apiakdera, like he checked this out by a bird and was able to find the makam of these two beans by the place of the brains. So the two beans and upwards is called like the Moyach itself, and below that is fitted like the Shedra, that the trace will only be with a Psuka when Rav is cut through. Yeah, now it says in the Mishnah, Nikev Halev Lebeis Chalolan. If there's a hole in the heart that goes into the cavity in Lebeis Chalolan, in Lebeis Chalolan of the lave, that's considered a treifa. Tzmar says, Boyi Rebzer, Rebzer is a shah like this. Lebeis Chalokotan, does it mean to say in the small cavity of the heart? Or Lebeis Chalol Godel, or else does it mean to say, no, the big cavity, the large cavity of the heart? Is that the makim we are nekev? Makes a treifa. Rashi says, Cholo Godu means Chalal HaEmtzoi, means the middle cavity. Or else Kotim Rashi says, Harbei Chadon Ktan, there are a lot of small cavities there. Yesh Tesov, around like the big artery, there are a lot of small ones. So that's a Shaila, where is the treifa of neck of Halev with Vudamashu? Samar says, Omalei Abayi, Abayi says back, Maiti Boloch, what's your Shaila? Maiti Boloch, Maiti Boloch. Mila Tanan, didn't we learn also that Rabbi Shimon says in the Mishnah, Ad Shetinok of Lebeis HaSamfunis, he knows that the treifa is only if the hole goes into the Beis HaSamfunis. That's where the big arteries are like. That's where the treifa is. And the Omer Rav Bar Tachlifa, Omer Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Omer Rav, Ad Shetinok of Lesimsum Godol, it means the big artery, Lesimsum Godol. So what do you see? That when he says Lebeis HaSamfunis of the lathe, the treif is only goes into the big one. If so, the Chura Kashma is here also. When it says Nikav Halev Lebeis Chaloloi, Sheetad means the big cavity of the heart. So one says, no, Hochi Ashtab, what's one have to do with the other? Hosom Lebeis Hasam Funis Ketoni. There it says clearly that the Nekav is only, according to Shimon, is only treif. If it goes into some Funis, into the arteries of the heart itself. So there the Pshat is Lehechad Dishavchi, some Funis, some funois kulo. Shita, the other means to say is only into the big artery where all the blood flows. That's the makam of treifa according to Rabbi Shimon. But for Hocho, according to the Tanakhama, that it says, Nikav Alev Lebeis Chaloloi, it just says as long as the nekev goes into the cavity of the heart. So Lebeis Chaloloi Ketoni, if so, Mali Cholo Godo, Mali Cholo Koton. What's the difference with the big cavity or a small cavity? Could be either place. If a nekev, you have a small hole, no matter how small the hole is, if the hole goes through into the cavity of the heart, and the chnami, that's a treifus. Even into the halal, kotim. Now the Gemara says, kona halev. What's the loch of the kona of the lev, of the artery, like going into the heart? Like kona. So Rav Amar b'mashu. Rav says that as the loch like the lev itself, therefore nekib, even of the mashu, also makes a treifa. Even b'mashu is called a treifa. And Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, no, berubai. Shmuel says, no, it's only treifa if it goes into Rav of the Kona. It has a loch of the Kona, it's not halacha of the Lev, yet it's no loch of the Kona, and by the Kona the treifa is only Psuka Gageris, is Beruba. Shmuel says, now, Hainiyu Kona Lev, where exactly is the Machlekes? Like, where is this Kona Halev? Where is considered the artery that's the Machlekes if it has a loch of the Lev yet, or does it have a loch of the Kona that's only Bepsuka? Samora says, Omer Rav Abba Yitzchak, Omer Rav, Chelev Shagabi Defanas. It means the fats that are on the sides, that are above the sides, that's where the shayla is. It goes along the walls of the heart, the walls of the chest. Samara says, to find a spark of that, you need to say the walls along the chest is that the pshat, and rather, that's not part of the lave, if it goes along the walls of the chest. That's not the lave, so what's the shayla to be part of the lave? Elo Rava means to say Shagabe Doifnereya, means to say the fats or the arteries that go along like between the lungs. That's called the Kanalev. This artery that goes between the walls of the lungs, near the lungs, that's the machlokes. Does it have a locha as a kana, or does it have a locha a chilik of the lave already? Omra Meima Mishmed Rav Nachman Tlosa Kani Hevi. I tell you, there are three different arteries over there. They're like three main arteries that lead into the heart. So chad parash aliva, one goes straight into the heart. The chad parash lareya, one goes to the lung. The chad parash lekavda, and one goes to the liver. So it's like this: the reya kareya, the corner that goes into the lungs has a locha like the reya itself. The kavda, the one that goes into the liver, the kavda has the same locha like the liver. Has to be nitla kula to make the treifa. The liba, but the corner of the artery that goes into the heart, here it's a machlokes. Whether it has a loch like the lay, there's a mashu with a neck of mashu, or they still have a loch like the corner, it's peruba. Now, ma bachiya mas nepchila the opposite way, that the reya kekabda, the one going into the heart, to the lungs, have a loch like the covid, like the liver, the sony two of those things taken out. The kabda kareya. And the one going into the liver has a loch like the rail at the lungs. And the liver, but the one going into the lave, that's pligot, that's the machlekes. Samar says, Ozla Rabbi Chia by Yosef, Omra l'shmaita d'rav kaim l'shmuel, instead of a loch of Rav in front of Shmuel, Omra said, Ihoch yom ab, this is the way Yab said, lo yada b'treifus l'klum, he doesn't know the loch, he doesn't know hilchus treifus. So he said over this aloch of Rav in front of Shmuel, again that Rav says that by the Kona HaLev, the Treifus is the Mashu, and Shmuel holds no, it's only Beruba. So said Rav's aloch over in front of Shmuel. So Shmuel said back, if that's the way you hold, you should know you're wrong, like Le'yod of Treifus Le'klin, because Shmuel himself holds no, that the Kona HaLev has a loch like the Kona still, and therefore the Treifus is only Beruba. Then it says in the Mishnah, Nishbru HaShedra, let's say the spine was broken, that's also a Treifus. So it's only Rabbanu like this, Chut HaShedra Shenishat Peruba, that the Chut HaShedra, that's the middle part of the spinal cord that goes down, so Chut HaShedra Shenishat Peruba, most of it, if it's cut across, leg of it, that makes a treifa. These are Rebbe, these are words of Rebbe. Rebbe Yaakov Vaymano Afilu Nikov, even if there's a small hole in the spinal cord, that also makes a treifa. Now Hoira Rebbe Kereb Yaakov, Rebbe Paskin like Rabbi Yaakov, that the treifa, the treifus of a spinal cord is benekif. Omer Rav Huna said, "Ain't a loch like Rabbi Yaakov. They're not Paskin like Rabbi Yaakov. It's not the mashu, but rather chura. It's only beruba." Now the Gemara says, "The kamaruba. So how much of the spinal cord? What's called right of it? What's called the majority of it that was cut through?" So Rav Oma Roiv Oiroi. That means the Roiv of the skin. That's called Roiv Oiroi. Roiv of the skin that goes around the spinal cord, if that's broken, and that's cut through, that makes the treifa. For Yamulas, some say no, Roiv Meichoi. It has to be the majority of the Meich, of the inside part of it, of the membrane, the inside part, that has to be cut through. Now, Man Diyama Roiv Meichoi. The one that says Roiv Meichoi is enough to make the treifa. Koshchen Rav Oroi, that like Rav Moichah, the inside Rav, that's smaller than the Rav of the skin. So if you have a nekev, a hole, or a cut that goes through Rav of the Moyach, for sure that's a treifus of Rav, then for sure Rav Oroi is a treifah. Because Rav Oroi, the skin, is a bigger cut. But the man, the Yama Rav Oroi, the one that says Rav Oroi, that the treifah is only if you cut through Rav of the skin, then the shadow will be Rav Moichah Mai. What would we hold if the cut did not go through the skin, but only went through robe of the mayach, robe of the marrow inside it? Whereas the marrow inside was cut through, but the skin is still shalim, so all be the locha. Toshima, the oma nivloi omarafuna, ruba shomroi, roiv oiroi. It has to be robe of the skin. Now, Moyer Zeh Lemalav Lemoyret, according to the Shita, his only trait was if he cut through a robe of the skin, but if he didn't cut through the skin, just the Moyer, just the marrow inside was cut through, that's not called the trafus. We have Nosin Bar Avin Hevi Yosef Kaini the Rav. He was sitting in front of Rav. Bodak Roy Roy Roy. He checked out that of the spinal cord to see if it was cut through rave of the skin. The Kabodib Rave Meicha, he also checked on a case where the skin was not cut, was it cut through rave of the Meich, the marrow inside. So Omalei said back to Manashach, like in Rave Oyla Kayim, Meich Zeinam Alevainam Oyret. Manashach, once you checked out the skin and rave of the skin is carrying, there's no hole, cut through rave of the skin, and Echnam is not Malo Meret. No matter how much of the Meich was cut through, it's not called a Trefa. Omer Rabba Bar Bachona, Omer Yishur Ben Levi, Nismarech Tosol, if the Meich, if the marrow inside the spinal cord became Nismarech and became like liquefied, it's possible it's also Trefa. Nismasmeis, let's say it became just softened, it's also possible. Both of them look like a Trefa, the animal's possible. Smar explains, Ezeyu Hamrocha V'Ezeyu Ham Samosa, what's the difference? Hamako means, okay, liquefied, kosher nishpat keton. It could be spilled out, it flows out like from a jar. Mismatas, what does that mean? Kosheinu yochol amid. It means it became so soft it cannot stand straight up. So either one of these things too happens to the mayach, inside the membrane, inside the spinal cord, that's also called a trefa. Boi reb yumya. And yochol amid b'fnei kovdoi mai teiku. What's going to be if the spinal cord cannot stand up because it's so heavy? Then what? Is that a trefa or not? Senechlami, that's a tzeiko, that's a shayla. Rashi, the case is shu'av v'kover, the animal itself is very thick and heavy. Avolon yisrachim mifnim, it didn't get softened inside. So ma choyli yozeh shechbidu, is it thickness that it became so heavy? Or maybe no, as long as it didn't get softened or liquefied, maybe it's not called a trefa, maybe because sure, that remains a tzeiko. Now, Bei Rav and the Beis Medrash of Rav, they said, Nismas meis posel. And Echnami, if it's Nismas means it came softened, then it's posel. But Nismas meis kosher. It only became Nismas meis, that's still kosher. Rashi says, Nismas meis nisroikin. It came a little bit empty there, it came a little bit hollow. Meiham moyach, miksosim elov. Like part of the marrow itself became hollowed. There's a hole there like. So that's still kosher, that's not a trefa. As long as it becomes soft, liquefied, that's still kosher. On this meister, I have a question. It says, Hashem and Allah Zawaino, Behemosh and Nismaz meis moicha trefa. The behemoth that by the moich became a little empty there, it's a trefa. So how come you say it's kosher? So in the Gemara, he, Nismaz meis it mechlami there, it's not that it became empty, but it means it came soft and liquefied. That's the trefa over there. Levi was sitting by the bathhouse. Chazilu Gavri saw this person, the tri of the Rish was moving his head. Omri says, Nismas meis moichan idan, that this person's brain's like it's moving empty there. So Chulav didn't even need to say, the loichai is not going to lift, you see, just being empty a little bit is also called a trefa. Omri Abai, that's not what he meant to say, loi. Loi Meshane Merlin, only meant to say, won't be able to give birth to this person. Yeah. See, this is that for your memheim days in the bottom. Again, the Gemara says that heichem chut hashedra. How long, how far down does the spinal cord extend? That the chut hashedra itself, we have in the Mishnah, it's a trefa. If it's nifsak ruba, if it got cut through right of it. So the question is, how far down is the spinal cord? Some Rav Yudhi says, Omar Shmuel, ad bein apashis. It goes, extends until it starts to branch off. Bein HaPashis means that the spinal cord goes down straight, that it comes down near the tail like, it starts to spread out. So up until the place where it starts to branch off, where the nerves branch off, that's all still called the Chut HaShedra. So Rav Dimi Bar Yitzchak Hevi Koboi Lemezu Veichuzoi, he wanted to go to the place of Veichuzoi. Is Aisi Le Gedi, so... also the Kame came yes the Kame Rabbi Yehuda came in front of Rabbi Yehuda. Is omelet, he told Rabbi Yehuda, Lech Voli Mar Bein HaPashis. Heicha, please show me in an animal where exactly is this branch off of the nerves that the Chutz HaShefer stops? Like, show it to me. So he told him, okay, Zil Aisali Gedi, go bring me a fet, give me a kid. Siachlacha, and I'll show it to you exactly like where the nerves branch off, where the end of the Chutz HaShefer is. So that was Aisali Gedi Shemena. So he brought him a fat kid. Omele, he said to him, no, it's no good. He said to him that Bli Yitzfei, like, since it's so fat, it's sunk in, and you can't tell, it's too sunk in, the Parshias, you can't tell where the nerves end. Layodi. Saisle Kochish, okay, so he brought him a lean one, he brought him a lean kid. His Omele, he said to him, so Bli Yitzfei is also no good. It's like sticking out too much. And also you can't tell clearly, below your D, you can't tell clearly exactly where this the Bein HaPashisa. So Omlai said to him, if so, he says, to Agmecho Gemara. Let me just teach you from like the Gemara how we learn it. I won't show it to you, but I'll teach it to you. That Hoch Yomash Mudiz Vashmul says, Ad Achas Trefa. That if the Chutz HaShedra, the spinal cord, where only one nerve branches off, that's still called the Chutz HaShedra. And if it sniffs like there, it's called the Trefa. Sadacha Trefa. Shlishis Kshera. Where the third like nerve branches off, that for sure is already the end of the Chutz HaShedra. That is Kshera. But Shnia, where the second nerve branches off, then any Adaya, that he's not sure if that's still considered the Chutz HaShedra or not. So he has a suffix, but the second one is still a suffix. So it says, Boi Rafuna Breda Mishur. Guna Mashiach's question like this. Shai this. Yatapadav Membrov.